Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS and KMOX 305. Hancock and Kelly are live in studio.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your anger, or you want to leave that one alone?
I'm not typically angry, but
But something set you off recently.
Well, we had to do our show, our television show, on the Zoom thing because they wouldn't let us in the studio because apparently we're going to affect the three people that are in there. So they send you the Zoom link, and I'm not technologically horrible.
This is a man who has a hard time parking an automobile, folks. So let's go ahead.
So I'm clicking on the thing there. You know, you click on the thing, and the thing's supposed to come up, you know, and I click on the thing.
The link?
Yes. And it said, you do not have permission to access this site. And I'm thinking, well, they sent me the link. We're supposed to be on the air. Certainly I have permission to access the site.
How close to being on the air is this happening?
Like 10 minutes before. So I'm no sweat. Because when I woke up that morning, somehow my internet was off at the house. So that's a problem. So I had to wake my son up, who was probably out until 2 in the morning. And he was not happy, and he, apparently, if you unplug everything.
You plug it back in.
And plug it back in, it
just
works.
Magically works.
That's what they say.
It's what he told me, and I said, well, I didn't know what to unplug. But anyway, so we got the internet going. I'm happy. It's exciting. And so I click on the link, and I've got the whole setup. I got the light bulb over here, and I got another light bulb over there. I got another lamp behind me. Georgianne has put the big balls behind my head there on the thing.
Yeah, if you've ever seen him, he has it decorated like Liberace in the background.
Yeah. You know, the dining room table's lit up, and, you know, it's great. I'm lit up. Everything's lit up. And I'm clicking on the link. Computer sitting on the books like it always is there. Three Ronald Reagan biographies, by the way. And nothing happens. I didn't have permission. So now I start freaking out. So I text the control room.
No, well, me.
That's what you call him?
Me. He texts me. Yeah. He says, I can't get on.
I said,
well, John,
you're
it's...
on.
Of course, because it was literally pushing one button.
By the way,
we did this for a whole year.
I pushed the button.
We did it for a whole year.
So I'm starting to get it.
But let's be clear. John likes it better in studio, as do I.
Of course.
But there was some advantages to the fact that we may not have to be in studio for a couple of weeks.
I like going over there. It's nice.
Yeah. So people anyway, that thing went out the window. So
I tried and tried. And finally, they just said, we're going to punt. And they run news for another half an hour. And at 8:50, I figured it out. There was a little button down there that said, connect via the internet. And I said, oh, I wonder if I click this. Sure enough, it worked.
And you know, this is a positive, happy dude. Like, John Hancock does not have a bad day. I've been with him.
I'm sweating, though.
At times when I expect people to be
coming down. I'm wearing a suit coat and pajama pants, and I'm sweating, and it's wasn't.
Yeah, I've never heard him.
Big balls behind your head.
Yeah.
I may have even used it.
Oh, you did.
I did.
An expletive,
yeah,
which is not normal for you, and you let people know this is absolutely ridiculous.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you give Andy Banker a piece of your mind?
Well, Andy was great. Andy was very sympathetic, and it wasn't Andy's fault.
Listen, Banker.
You know, it's all good. It's all good.
You guys want to play some Studio Feud?
Oh, my
okay.
gosh, yes.
Let's start.
Yes.
Okay. Girls, boys,
all right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Rach, Hancock, step up.
Mm-hmm.
Name something people do to their armpits.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Apply deodorant.
Deodorant is number two.
Shave.
Number one.
Good answer.
Would you like to play or pass?
Mr. Hancock?
Well, let me look at my partner here and see if my partner
there's four
is,
left.
There's four left to your armpits. We're going to play.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Michael Kelly.
A name something you do to your armpits? You hide them.
You do, but nope. It's one strike.
Come on, Michael. Geez. All right, Dave. Isn't it you? Oh, no. You're not. You're
no, it's me and you
you're
versus
Richard
the
Dawson
two girls.
Yeah, this Zoom thing's coming into focus here
all right,
a little bit.
All right, okay, so it's me and Michael here
yes.
with the armpits.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, all you're
right,
stalling.
So we're shaving them. I should have passed this, Michael.
That's what he said.
Okay, so what you do is you make the fart sound.
There you go. How many more are there? Sorry.
There are three left.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. We're never going to get
there. Yeah, we're in deep trouble. You wash them.
Yes, you do.
Hey, now.
Right. Darn it.
Two left.
Right. It's on my list.
With your armpits, of course, you, a lot of times, you're going to... You're going to stretch them because you got to, it's all, you got to stretch the armpit out.
No.
I don't want to wrap my arm stretches.
Save the game there, big boy.
I can't talk, can I? I can't consult.
No. I think that's probably a good thing for you, though.
It's all you. it's you and your armpits.
See, so hide and cover, I would think, are the same thing.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
You.
I like my armpits. Actually.
You show them.
Third strike.
All right,
they get a steal.
I have smell them.
Yeah, I had that too.
Who smells their armpit?
Air them out. Or
I had air them.
Them
out too. I think it's probably sniffing.
Yeah, I think
them.
Too.
Like, make sure you're not too gamey. Yes!
Oh! They're over there sniffing
what else
their
was
armpits
on the list?
And they win the game. That's not right.
Scratch or rub?
Oh.
Scratch, okay.
Oh, yeah. They do that sometimes.
Scratch them, yeah. All
right.
Okay.
Right now.
Trish and Kelly, step up.
Okay. So I say my name, right?
Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted.
Michael.
Yes.
Noises.
Number one answer. Noises / voices.
How many answers or how many?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. You need 4.
We're gonna pass. Yeah. We're gonna let them play.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
How about the door creaking and opening?
There you go. Trish.
You see something.
There you go.
Need to be a little more specific.
You see a shadowy figure. You see a ghost.
You see a ghost.
Well, that's a little generous.
Something that would make you think your house was haunted. Maybe you find a journal that says that it's haunted.
Keep saying words. You might get it.
Back to Trish.
Someone died there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's great. No. It's a good one, though.
Okay, I'm not trying to be stupid, but can you repeat the question again?
Name something that might make you suspect your new house is haunted. So far, we have voices or noises, doors opening, closing, or seeing a ghost.
It's on an Indian burial ground.
Third
That's
strike.
A good one.
Boys.
Was it our third strike?
When those ghost hunter guys show up at the
film. No, that's probably not. No, it's okay. Next to a cemetery. It's
right. Haunted. So,
yeah. Someone got killed there, murdered there.
No, we already did that. So I'm gonna say you got the ghost. So you got the poltergeist thing. You got the noise.
You gotta give him an answer.
Okay, do something.
You're
say
up.
Something.
Do something. 5 seconds.
It's next to a cemetery.
Next to a cemetery. It's wrong.
Girls got it.
What were the other answers?
Moving objects, flickering lights, or weird odors.
Oh, I almost. Yeah.
That's usually their armpits.
Yeah,
that smell.
The armpits. And there's a ghost.
There you go. Rachel right. Hancock.
Uh-huh.
It's not going well.
No.
Name something that grows faster than you want it to.
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Weeds.
Number two answer.
Ear hair.
Oh, my God.
Amen, brother. Not on there.
No.
Sorry. Mm-mm.
You want to play?
Sure.
Okay, we'll play.
Okay.
Your kids.
Good Very answer.
Good. Yes.
Grows faster than you want to. Body hair. Leg hair.
No.
Okay.
Hair is not on there?
Hair. Yes, sorry.
Mm. Oh.
That's for Rage. I should have given it to her. It says hair / unibrow.
Oh, okay.
So.
Your nails.
Yes. You need one more. There's two left.
Your grass? Your lawn?
We already did that one.
Okay. That's weeds. Grows faster than you want it to. Gosh, I don't know. you're
5 seconds.
You're dead. I don't know.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. What was it?
You're dead.
Oh, that was wow. great.
Two left. You need one. I'll give it to you.
Okay, thanks.
Making that sound.
Grows faster than you want it to.
You like the sound you made.
Your nose. I don't know.
Your nose does grow your entire life.
Yes. No.
Which is bad for people
the boys
like me.
Take this. Oh, you get a chance to steal.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think it's your waistline.
Waistline.
Oh, no.
We're in.
Yeah. That was great.
We win.
Darn the final it. Round's always worked the most, right?
Yeah. That was great.
No, it's not the final round.
Oh, okay. We're still going.
Yeah, we're still going.
Going for the tie. We're going for the tie.
All right, I'm stepping up against Trish.
Is it us?
Yes, it's on you, Michael.
Okay.
Come on.
Go, Trish, go.
Okay. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe.
Boop.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the paper.
Number one
Good answer.
You want it?
I don't care.
We can play.
Okay.
Even though I can't think of anything. Walking their dog.
No, ma'am.
Are you? Okay.
You started to say friggin' serious, didn't you?
Getting the mail.
Getting the mail. Getting the newspaper. No mail. Sorry. That's two.
That's dumb.
Ooh.
Taking their kids to the bus.
Mm.
No, ma'am.
Darn it.
Boys, you can win it right here.
Okay. Outside in the bathrobe. What are you doing out there?
I don't know what your neighbors are doing.
Outside the bathrobe.
Well, are they getting into their hot tub? I mean, I would have thought male, taking the kids to the car, starting the car.
In the bathroom, you're outside. You got stuff going on out there. You're
mowing their lawn.
Not in the bathrobe. But you're out there and you're
shoveling snow.
Not
in the bathrobe. You're out there in the bathrobe because you're locked out of the house.
Is that what you're going with?
No, because why would you be locked out of the house in your bathrobe? Because you wouldn't leave the house without the key. I mean, males.
Need an answer.
So we get.
and I thought
raking,
I had
Alzheimer's. Raking the grass, raking the leaves.
He's saying yard work.
Wow. Yard work.
Gardening.
Yeah! Yeah! We win again.
Wow.
That's
a
dumb.
Long way
around. I don't like to talk.
So they're not walking their dog, but they're gardening
in
their
bathroom?
Watering
the grass, taking out the trash, washing your car, kissing your spouse.
Washing your car.
Kissing your spouse in the bathroom.
Kissing your spouse.
Gardening. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.